Fuel shots. Yeah, you ready, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, man, check 1, 2. Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL. Chiming in one time for your mind. Max City Limits, MaxCity.com. Doing an impromptu show, kind of like an emergency joint, man. You know, we got to step on in here once again and do what we do. First of all, I'd like to say, Tony, I am tired. I am tired, man. It's like the onslaught of niggotry just won't stop. So, man, it's like we end up having to do a show every goddamn 2 days, man. Goddamn, nigga. Shit. So, right about now, we're going to talk about, it's an updated show, talking about the whole situation with Bill Cosby, man. And once again, man, like I said, I'm tired. I must admit that I'm worn the fuck out, man. But thankfully, I do have an ally in the game. His name is Nigga Fucius, and he gonna come on in here and help me out. So, what is your gripe with this new bullshit that's going on with these allegations with Bill Cosby?
There's a saying, author once said that no one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public.
Right.
And I concur with that assessment. I think it had to be Monday. I think you texted me and you said that you had gotten something from somewhere and they said that Cosby confessed.
Right.
And that's all it was. We just said that, you know, Mr. Cosby confessed and, you know, that. And I'm thinking, okay, confess to what? Did he confess to rape? Did he confess? What did he confess to?
Right.
And once I, you know, slowed down, I went and checked the Associated Press Wire articles. And they were saying that what had happened was that the press had sued the courts to open or unseal the deposition testimony that was submitted in a civil suit. And that Mr. Cosby had admitted to giving the females quaaludes for sex.
Right.
And it also said that they voluntarily, they testified under oath, that they voluntarily took the quaaludes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so what's the controversy?
Exactly.
And the world seems as though he confessed to rape.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't confess to rape. When we did the initial Cosby show and we defended Mr. Cosby, we never said that he didn't get them bitches something to get loose.
Right.
We never said that. We chose to defend him, but we never said that he didn't partake in some substance. He didn't partake in maybe some illegal substance. Everybody can relate to this. There's nobody out there, well, there are very few people out there that haven't had the opportunity to have kernel knowledge with women that have been either high on marijuana. Some people have had, and this sex is voluntary, it's not rape.
Right.
They've had sex with people that were high on cocaine.
Right.
High on heroin. High or drunk, intoxicated with alcohol or Xanax.
Ecstasy.
Or some other, you know, intoxicant.
Right.
Just because you have sex with someone while they're getting high, that doesn't mean that that's rape.
Man, this shit is crazy. Go ahead.
Now, if that's the case, both you and I would be in jail.
Boy, I'd be buried under the jail, nigga.
Just because, and I try to break it down to people in very simple terms. And I ask them, have you ever had sex? Have you ever had drunken sex?
Right.
And they say, well, yeah, I've had it. Like, okay, well, did you rape the woman when you had? No, she was all over. Okay, so if you had drunken sex, and the intoxicant was alcohol, do you think it was possible for him to have consensual sex with Quaaludes, which was a prescription drug, as I understand it,
right,
with women that took the Quaaludes voluntarily?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Do you think that's possible?
Yeah. But this the fucked up thing, now, though. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but the fucked up thing is they're skipping over the whole voluntary thing. Every time I see it on the news, no one's even bringing that part up. They're not even bringing that aspect of the deposition. They're just saying Cosby gave them drugs. But they're not even saying that the broads willingly took the drugs, which is clearly in the court document.
Yes. That's how you know it's not about the women, and it's
right.
Not about, this is about Mr. Cosby's reputation.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is about humbling him in some instance.
Right.
Even Jill Scott, I read, pulled her support and said she was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the article is correct and if they quoted him correctly, R. Kelly.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard you said
R.
that
Kelly.
Shit. R. Kelly.
Yeah, I put the link on your Facebook wall.
Yeah, I never got a chance to look at it yet, man. But you told me that this nigga had the nerve to say something.
He's a pervert and he belongs in jail.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, how quickly we forget, Mr. Kelly. How quickly we forget.
The nigga that got caught pissing on an underage girl.
Right.
The motherfucker that did commit rape at his own tape.
Mm-hmm.
So the motherfucker that did commit rape by having sex with an underage minor.
Right, pissing on a minor.
Pointing his finger at the motherfucker that had consensual sex with grown-ups.
Yeah.
And saying he should be in jail.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm like, nigga, are they paying you to say this shit? Did someone give you a check? Because I can't even fathom that nigga would even crack his lips to say something about somebody, man. Fuck. Idiocracy is real, cuz.
It is.
Man.
It is.
Shit. No. But this just goes, you know, how we always talking about. It's like, man, niggas just don't read, man. Niggas don't read because it's clear in the articles. Like I said, I read about three separate articles. And it said clear as day, clear as shit. In the article, that the females consented to taking the Quaaludes, man. But you know, you look at social media and niggas is still blasting Cosby, accusing him of rape. I knew that he raped the dim women's. I'm like, did you any of you motherfuckers read this shit? You know what I'm saying? It's incredible,
no.
Man. You know. I'm like, God damn, man. And you know me, I'm especially hypersensitive to it, you know, because I've been put in that position many a day due to my profession, man. You know, it's like niggas is always saying, and this is my favorite shit right here, well, they all can't be lying. Why would 40 bitches say the same thing about a motherfucker? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, number one, it all goes back to motive. You know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, And you know this because, you know, you out there in the streets and you hear them hoes talking about me. Mike did this to me. He tricked me. I didn't sign no model release. He had hidden cameras. You know, all these bitches saying all this nefarious shit about me that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? It ain't true. Shit. What, I got like 200 chicks. You know what I'm saying? Saying damn near all the same shit. So what would be their motive for saying that shit about me? Hmm? It would be basically...
It's a shame, embarrassment, or money.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a situation where they want to limit their culpability in what they've done.
Yep.
They don't want to be responsible for what they've done. So so according to, like I said, what they got to do is they got to drum up some sympathy shit from their family and friends to make me into the bad guy, so to speak. You know what I mean? That would be their motive for all of them singing the same party line that I'm a villain, that I did something nefarious to them. You know what I mean? So I can especially understand what's going on with Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Shit, and with these females that's fucking with Cosby now, shit, their prime motive, no doubt, would be money. Shit, no doubt, without question. Shit, if he was put into a questionable situation with them chicks where they was all partying, they was all about ready to handle their business, and shit, he said, hey, I got some party favors. Shit, you want some? Sure, I'll take some. Then they take it. Then all of a sudden, whatever happens, happens. And then they have whores remorse. You know what I mean? But, shit, from what you're saying in some of these articles, you're saying that this particular chick with this deposition in court, he didn't even have intercourse with her.
Nice. He's charged with sexual assault.
Right, okay.
Sexual assault is not rape, dog.
Okay.
You could touch a woman on the ass and that's sexual assault.
Right.
You could touch a woman on her titty and that's sexual assault.
Right.
Assault means contact with someone that is intentional and non-consensual.
Right.
That's what an assault is.
Mm-hmm.
And people have gotten so far away from the original charges was that he slipped something to these women unbeknownst to them.
Right.
Intentionally slipped something to them unbeknownst to them. They passed out and he raped
them. Mm-hmm.
Those were the initial charges that were pointed at the man.
Right.
But the information that's come forward out of this deposition testimony reveals that the women took the drugs voluntarily.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they think, okay, well, ooh, they got him using drugs, so that means that, you know, rape would necessarily follow from him giving them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a play on words that goes with, okay, he gave me something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other cases, the women claim to be unaware of what they were digesting. So it would make sense, okay, if I'm going to give you something to take away your will or your free choice,
right,
then rape would naturally go along with that. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, they freely admit to taking it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
man.
And then there's no evidence that he had any type of vaginal or oral or anal intercourse with them. Mm. The suit was for sexual assault.
Right.
Furthermore, let's go here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, let's look at the other cases.
Okay.
Let's look at all the stuff that niggas have been rioting over, right?
Right.
In every case, whether it be Eric Garner, whether it be Trayvon Martin, whether it be Freddie Gray in Baltimore, you always notice that a criminal proceeding precedes any civil matters.
Exactly.
The reason, do you know why that is?
So that you could possibly make it easier to get a payoff in the civil proceeding?
Precisely.
Okay.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Because what happens is if you got a judgment of guilt on record in a criminal proceeding, the burden, the level of proof, the burden of proof in a civil proceeding is lower than a criminal proceeding.
Okay.
You know. So the thing is, and also, well, in instances where you don't necessarily have a verdict, but you have evidence in the form of testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like in the O.J. Simpson case, which I don't know how they got a civil judgment out of that, but they did.
All right.
But the whole thing is you use all the evidence that you got out of the criminal case, you use it in the civil case, because now the testimony can be either used to establish the truth of the matter, or it can be used as evidence, or it can be used as a means to impeach the credibility of the person bringing the suit or any other parties in the suit.
Right.
The evidence that you got out of the criminal trial can be used as impeachment evidence, or it can be used as evidence to establish the fact that this particular event that you're suing for actually happened.
Right.
So it makes the civil trial much easier when it comes time to collect, because the evidence is already on record. It's going to get in. It's relevant. So why would you waste time in a civil suit when you've already basically admitted to liability in the criminal matter?
Right.
It operates as a second judgment either for or against you. In Mr. Cosby case, there are no criminal cases.
All right.
There are no criminal proceedings. Now, if this was something that was substantial, you would have bought the criminal proceeding because it made the civil proceeding much more easy, or much easier, excuse me, if you're talking about litigation.
Right.
None of these cases, none of these alleged cases, has there been any criminal charges filed. Not one that I've heard of.
Right.
I have not heard of one criminal case filed against him. Not one. Everything is all civil. Mm-hmm. Rape is a criminal offense.
Exactly.
In any state you go to, rape is usually one of the highest felonies that you can commit under any statute, code, or ordinance. No matter where you go across the country. So, if you got all these defendants, why wasn't there even a class action suit?
Exactly.
You know, a civil class action suit. There was no criminal, there was no civil, there were no suits except for this one. Are there others?
Shoot. And this is not even a rape. That would be the same as GSI, gross sexual imposition. Is that the same as
gross sexual imposition?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just wild, man. Everybody just taking that rape word, just running with it and shit. Well, tell me this: is this a situation? What happened with Cosby with the judge basically letting opening this case to the public? You know, is this usual standard of procedure? I mean, is this unusual that he would
not
do that?
It's not.
You know,
it's not.
Yeah.
What happens is, anytime you sue someone, now, mm-hmm. of course, a record can be unsealed. Of course, mm-hmm. a record can be unsealed. But a record is usually unsealed if the person has a criminal matter pending.
Okay.
Then they unseal the records. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, to use as impeachment evidence to show under the rules of evidence something called scheme, motive, intent, or plan.
Okay.
So in other words, if I have a habit of knocking old ladies in the head and snatching their purses, right?
Right.
And in one of my cases, I get that record sealed. I get it expunged, and I get the record sealed of the proceeding. Well, now, if I'm caught again in another similar offense, the court can unseal that record and say, well, wait a minute. This is a pattern of conduct with this man. So under the rules of evidence, we want to admit all of the evidence from this prior proceeding into the new case because it shows that he has a pattern of knocking old ladies in the head and snatching their purse.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they will unseal the record to establish that this is just what you do. This is just your modus operandi. This is just the type of person you are. These are the type of crimes that you have a tendency to commit. So in Mr. Cosby's case now, anytime somebody's suing civilly, let me pick Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne said he tricked it at me. He told me it wasn't going to be on the internet, and I saw it on Bing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You go to court, right?
Right.
They depose you, and they depose her. And your lawyer comes to you and says, well, look, Mike, we can go to trial with this. We're not going to trial with this. But I'm telling you right now, if I take you to trial, Mike, if I take this to trial, we're going to win this shit.
Right.
We're going to win it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if I take you to trial, it's a gamble that they may fine for. I doubt it, but they might fine for.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mike, now we go to trial now. I'm going to charge you another $30,000 to defend you in this case.
Right.
So your lawyer says, well, look, I recommend we do this. Instead of sticking you up for another $30,000, let's settle with this rat for $7,500.
Right.
We'll enter a settlement on the record for $7,500, and there'll be no admission of liability.
Right.
And we'll seal the record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you call the court has that case scheduled for trial at a certain date at a certain time. When that day comes, that court has to pick jurors. They have to pay those jurors. That's a whole, that is a 24 hours, sometimes longer. Mm-hmm. A trial is a major expense. It is a major event. So when you call that judge and you tell that judge, look, judge, we're going to put a settlement on the record. We're going to put a settlement on the record, and, you know, there'll be no trial. We've reached an amicable resolution.
Okay.
That judge is going to jump and click his heels. He's going to be happy.
Okay.
Because he don't have to sit through a trial.
Right.
He don't have to sit through the picking of a jury.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go to the judge and say, look, judge, we found a way to resolve this. We're going to enter a settlement. We're going to put it on the record. There'll be no admission of liability, and we'll seal the transcripts. Mm. And the judge is going to say, done.
Okay.
So that they bring you back, and sometimes it could be done off the record, but most times it's done on the record. You go in front of the judge, and the person will tell you, you are Champagne Jones. Yes, right. I'm Champagne Jones.
Right.
You filed a proceeding in this action, correct? Yes. We've reached a resolution in this matter, correct? Yes. Okay, you are agreeing to accept the settlement amount of $7,500 to close this case, correct? Correct. And this will bar any future suits against the Fat Man, correct? Right.
Correct.
Hey. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they said, well, at this time, is that your understanding? Yep, this is your understanding. Are you being coerced into accepting this settlement? No, I'm not. This will resolve this case completely, correct? Correct.
Okay.
Case closed.
Okay.
You draw up an order. So that you draw up the settlement order, stating the terms. You put in the settlement order that the transcripts will be sealed, or the court rules may contain a provision in them to seal the records as a matter of procedure.
Okay.
Once those proceedings are closed, they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
They're done. No one is supposed to be able to break into those records and get that information.
Right.
That's done. Not unless there's a compelling interest that you pull, that there's a danger to the public interest, that there's some type of constitutional right being violated as a result of the failure to access those records, or some other reason justifying why they should be open.
Mm.
Most of those records stay closed.
Right.
Okay? Most of those records stay closed.
Mm.
Let me put it to you this way. 98% of those records stay closed.
Okay.
They're never open. Because it's the standard proceeding in any civil suit, because if you start opening records, now you can bring this person, you can subject this person to additional litigation. Well, that's in direct contradiction to the spirit of the rule of the settlement.
Exactly.
The purpose of the settlement was to close the case.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you are opening the transcripts, you can sit there and basically reinstitute litigation all over again. You defeat the purpose of the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So as a matter of procedure, the courts don't do that. That's something that's just not done.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this right here is a clear case. You know, me and you get on here a lot, and we do acknowledge white supremacy. It does exist, but a lot of times, you know, we have to just admit that most of the fuck shit that niggas get involved in, they bring on themselves. But in this case, it's an obvious case of white supremacy. And what's irritating me is certain niggas who claim to be so pro-black are like jumping on the so-called coon train that they created, right? And they're lynching Mr. Cosby when this is an obvious case of white supremacy of a brother getting totally and thoroughly skull fucked. You know what I'm saying? So the very niggas that's supposed to be pro-black, for some reason, I find it odd that they lynching this brother, man. You know what I mean? They're adding to and they're helping to lynch this brother, man, for no reason at all. Even though, like I said, there's no evidence basically supporting their claims. The only evidence they have is Mr. Cosby back in the day liked the party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Let's compare. Now, you got Dr. Johnson that was burned by a ratchet stripper.
Right.
they call the conscious stripper an agent. Conscious stripper is an agent.
Yeah.
The girl that danced in the strip club with a GED, that's a government agent.
Right.
That's COINTELPRO.
That's white supremacy.
That's white supremacy.
Yeah.
But the man who has the means to bankroll black empowerment to fight white supremacy gets a procedure done that is usually not done by a high placed official or a judge.
Right.
It's something that never occurs in other cases involving rock stars or TV personalities, and that's not white supremacy.
Or they
so in other words, the power of white supremacy is invested in a ratchet stripper before it's invested in an institution that sends niggas to prison every day, whether they're innocent or guilty. But the judge ain't the agent, the stripper's the agent.
Yeah, yeah. But some of these cats will admit that this is Bill Cosby getting his comeuppance, and he is being assaulted by white supremacy, but they join in on crucifying and lynching Bill Cosby along with white supremacy, all because Mr. Cosby was ultra critical of black folks, you know, and things that they could be doing better, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like I've seen it on both ends to a degree. I've seen niggas just be totally dismissive and say that it's not white supremacy. You know, Bill Cosby brought this on himself because he's raping broads. You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, seriously? Or they'll just be like, you know, God damn it.
But Tony, listen to what you're saying, though.
Right.
The case is really not about the rape.
No, it's not.
The case is about humbling Mr. Cosby.
Exactly.
So is it about the women or is it about giving him his comeuppance?
Shoot.
This is some shit where you just trying to put him in his place. See? So, I mean,
you got niggas co-signing that.
Let me see if I can put this in a way.
Right.
Okay. You like fucking ratchet bitches, right?
Oh, yeah.
I like fucking ratchet bitches, right?
Right. Hell yeah.
Okay. Because both of us like fucking ratchet bitches, does that mean that we can't tell some young nigga in the street, look, pull your pants up?
No, hell no. Shit.
So because I'm critical, just because I like fucking ratchet bitches, or just because I may have some other idiosyncrasy about my personality, does that mean that I can't correct one of these little cats out here in the street that I see fucking up?
Shit, the only time you cannot correct someone doing something is if you are indulging in that same behavior yourself.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
That's it.
If I'm walking around with my pants down and my fly open,
right,
then I can't tell you to pull your pants up.
Exactly.
You see, that's my point, this moral relativism.
Right.
And what it is, and what it essentially is that the black community has gotten accustomed to dysfunction and deformity. And they don't want anybody to tell them anything. They've gotten comfortable. The liberals have gotten comfortable with black people being dysfunctional.
Right.
Being dysfunctional and being in a system or in a state of deformity. And black people have gotten comfortable with deformity. So that if anybody say the slightest thing, the first thing they're trying to do is point out some deficiency at you because they don't want to adjust their behavior.
Right.
So now because they caught him giving quaaludes to a bitch to get some ass, that means he don't have the right to tell you to go get an education. See how stupid that is? Because you caught him trying to fuck some young women and use some quaaludes to get them loose, that means he can't espouse to you the virtue of being a decent person.
Right. And the only time that, like I said, you could actually cast any aspersions on him is if he was indeed and in fact drugging women without their consent, but
without their consent.
Yeah, but there has been no evidence to that. It's just his word against some of these other broads' word. And then you had this whole court shit, which basically, like I said, sworn deposition, the broad admits to freely taking the shit that Cosby gave her. You know what I mean? So it's just like, why are these so-called pro-black niggas so quick to crucify Cosby? You know what I'm saying?
Because these pro-black niggas are savages.
Man.
That's the easiest way to say it.
Right.
These pro-black niggas are savages.
Man.
I'm just keeping it 100. These mm-hmm. pro-black niggas are savages.
Man.
And they are as sick as the rest. Matter of fact, they are even sicker.
Mm.
They are sicker than the average, you know, black person in the hood.
Right.
Because see, really what they want, I'm going to tell you, they can say what they want to say, but really you know what they want? Frantz Fanon was right when he said this.
Okay.
What the average pro-black nigga want is to be a white man.
Wow. Hell no.
that's really what they want.
Okay.
They really want to be a white man.
Hmm. That's
see,
shit.
After all of that self-affirming and edifying messages about black is beautiful and love the skin you in,
mm-hmm.
deep down the real truth is, niggas don't really believe that.
Right.
All that teaching and all that time put in by people like Garvey, put in by people like Malcolm X and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all these other various people that were extolling the beauty of our skin color, them niggas don't believe that.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Deep down, they don't. They're just mad at the system that they can't participate
right.
in being white. They mad that they don't have white privilege.
Mm-mm.
That's all it is.
Shit.
That's all it is. So any other nigga that they think has white privilege, any other nigga that they think has that ability to be the exception to the rule, they coming after you.
They hate them. Mm. Mm-hmm. Man, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I often see, you know, the most so-called militant pro-black motherfuckers are typically niggas that, like I said, they ain't really got shit going for themselves. You know, life been kicking them in the balls. They can't get ahead. And typically, you know, white society is shitting on them, you know what I mean? Versus, you know, cats that's kind of well-adjusted and they handle their business and they get their money, you know, and they getting bitches and, they, you know, life is going real swell. You know, cats like that typically ain't got time to whine and bellyache about what the fuck the white man is doing, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas like me and you, you know, we getting it. You know what I'm saying? We acknowledge this shit is there, but we don't waste time dwelling on this shit, and we ain't mad about it, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But typically, these so-called militant, super-duper pro-black, just angry-ass niggas, they angry because the white man is really kicking them in the balls, because, truth be told, most of these pro-black niggas really not that smart on the real. Most of these niggas is kind of retarded, and they don't know how to play the game. These motherfuckers ain't students of the art of war, you know what I mean? So that's what I see most of the time, and that's what, I mean, it's just a sad state of affairs that these so-called militant-ass niggas, they salty and they pissed off at Cosby because, you know, he did his thing, you know what I mean? And subliminally, they want to join in with white folks, which goes back to what you're talking about, secretly, they want to be white, you know what I mean? They joining in with white folks in the crucifixion of one of the biggest black philanthropists, you know, in history. It's wild, man.
And you want to know what the real thing is, Mac?
What's going on?
Let's get really real.
Okay.
White folks ain't scared of pro-black niggas.
Man. Oh, of course not. They pro-black niggas aid white folks.
Of them because they know what that is.
Yeah.
Niggas are coming with that pro-black shit most of the time. You know what that is? That's a sedative.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can withstand their oppression.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Right.
That's how they look at it. It's a sedative so that they can withstand and accept their oppression.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand. On the other hand, at its worst, it is a form of hustlerism.
Mm-hmm.
By the most disingenuous among us.
Right.
To create a way to come up off of the misery of our experience. It's crass opportunism on one hand, and it's a sedative on the other. They're not frightened because they know our psychology.
Right.
They know. You remember when we did that show, and they said that in times of urgency or in times of you know, chaos, look, don't repress them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them march because their movements, they're not logical, they're emotional.
Right.
Their movements will come to no logical conclusion.
Exactly.
Everybody trying to get on. They don't want to put in work, they just riding along. Pretty hoes in the videos, thighs in a thong. A few views on YouTube, but who's buying the song? World star don't give a fuck how you body diverse. They'll desecrate your mixtape so Connie can twerk. With your 360 deal, boy, you probably a jerk. All Molly while they profit off your body at work. Public enemy told me don't believe the hype. I strive to be the type to fight to lead them right. From the brainwash, same songs daily that they playing. And if you disagree with the mask, then you hating. When did conscious rap become corny? Why should I let the corporates define me? Radio, suckers never blame me. But that's the high five at nine, that shit is crazy. I feel alone in a room full of people. My body of work is food for these leeches. The devil's a lie, illusion deceive you. We'll never find truth till you seek it. When you real, they look for your weakness. When you fake, money won't change this. They blacklisted my name in the majors. Now I'm independent, reaching new heights, thank you. Success is in the eye of the beholder. And never worth the price your soul costs. How does something so right go so wrong? The rules are more clear when I'm so raw. Taught not to sleep, but I dozed off. And woke up with dough gone, it's my own fault. I should have known better. He showed flaws, he had something up his sleeve and his nose,
Camp in the game, it's a young buck. Crack down, put the guns up. Funny, I ain't even want much. When your money funny, then the fun's up. Sign a deal, get your funds up. In the lab, do the sun's up. To the label, give you thumbs up. Put the ones up, dumb it down, turn the drums up. But that ain't where you come from. I role models, hold bottles, hoes follow. Niggas living like it's no tomorrow. These rappers don't own shit, they borrow. Frontin' with a mortgage and car note. Promote lust over substance. Grown man in a dress looking suspect. Shorty used to want a roughneck. Thought niggas like baby with a love.
Now this industry will smash you. Go right past you. What's good today, my nigga? How you gonna live when it's only getting bigger? And the rage ring out the nigga. But you tame that. Fall back if you got two's income, cause there is a way to get income. You work well with people, you social, you up on technology, the change in ecology. You can't lose the quality, cause then you gone. Now it's fuck the industry and all that misery. Don't bring that to me, my situation growing. I'm still here, I found a way to keep it going. When you hit them continents enough, you know where bread at and you know where you dead at. Understand that, you can paint the picture, but you gotta have something with you and an image that fits.
They got you living like a fucking trick, sucking on the devil's dick. Stuck at the level of a bit, why those pimps get rich? Kept in tight situations like tight clothes. The cold night froze all assets, LPs and cassettes, CDs and MP3s. Three bank accounts seized, all because them pimps wasn't pleased. Hit you with small amounts, no more than 5G. Knowing damn well you can't survive without cheese. Coming live and direct from the den of thieves. When niggas die for respect, like the Genovese. Crime families, it's time we start studying degrees. Take apart all the fallacies. Pimp slapped by reality. Solicitation nomination for a salary. Conversation travels through the galaxy like shooting stars. Introducing Lord Jamal. Black man is the law. Understand who you are. Cause
That was Dr. Tyrone Powers.
Right.
They're emotional. Don't, repression is not necessary. Their movements will come to no logical conclusion. It's not going anywhere. Mm. They're not afraid. That underscores the ridiculous nature of somebody making a stripper an undercover agent. I'm sorry. They're not concerned about Umar Chow.
Nope.
They're not. He's no threat to them.
Not until he actually opened up a school, then they might take him serious. But until then, it's all just talk.
There's no threat. He's no threat to them.
Right.
The last thing they worried about, and now they really ain't worried about him.
Mm-mm.
He's no threat to them. Dr. Umar Johnson is no threat to them.
Right.
Nobody in Hidden Colors is a threat to them.
Right.
Nobody. You're not a threat to them. They're not concerned about that.
But I know who is a threat, though. Who you think I'm going to say?
Oh, the fat tricks with money?
Well, yeah, we threats in our own right, but the main nigga right now, Tommy Sotomayor, that nigga is a threat. You know what I'm saying? From a nigga like me who has been steeped into the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex, I rubbed elbows with many a men, white, black, those with power and those without power. And I've peeped the psychology of everybody within it, man. And, you know, the cats that do not buy into the victimization and the victimhood, you know what I mean, of so-called white supremacy, that kind of cat right there is the biggest threat to their machine. You know what I mean? Because as long as they can get you to always cry, whine and bitch and just sit down and just always forever talk about, you know, the issues and never doing anything, you know, they don't fear you at all. But, you know, the cat that always says to himself, I am solely responsible for my actions. I'm solely responsible for the things that go on in my life and in my neighborhood. They do not, especially the liberals. The liberals cannot function. You know, and they can't feed off you. They can't be, you know, be a parasite off a motherfucker that has a mentality of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it robs them of their constituency.
Exactly. Now,
because they have nothing to advocate for.
Exactly. So, you know, so when you have Tariq Nasheed and all these pro-black niggas steadily, you know, beating the drum of we're victims and they won't let us get ahead and, you know, they doing this to us, they doing that to us, that feeds their machine. You know what I mean? But a cat that basically expunges himself from that thought process, he's the biggest threat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen it tried and true time and time again with a whole bunch of people that I've knew, you know, throughout my life. And I've seen how so-called white supremacists react to a cat that cannot be, you know, can't be shook. You know what I mean? He can't be thwarted off his mission. And he's not looking towards, you know, he ain't looking for no fucking pity party. You know, he a warrior about his shit, and he gonna get it no matter what. They scared to death of niggas like that, man.
Yeah, they even tried to bring a suit against Mr. Sotomayor for libel. Some white guy, I think he was a white or Jewish guy.
Uh-oh.
And niggas was like, yeah, they're finally gonna get Tommy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that shit went away and it folded. They thought, you know, that he was gonna get taken, and that shit, it didn't happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. So, you know, yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can, because see, being mad about your condition is one thing, but when you do something about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's something else.
But just having the thought process of saying, no matter what, I am the sole controller of my fate. No matter what happens, I am responsible for what happens to me and my family, and my lineage. No matter what. That is a dangerous mindset to have, you know what I mean, when faced with white supremacy, because that is something that they cannot, you know, they can't deal with that, man, because, you know, you basically put together an unconquerable spirit when you partake in that sort of thought process. Not none of this. Go ahead.
No, well, then something comes out of that unconquerable, action comes out of that unconquerable spirit.
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
They know you're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, they know that you're going to do something. you know, it, like you said, I'll give you another example.
Right.
They knew when they put Geronimo in jail for 20-some years, they knew he hadn't committed no crime.
Okay.
But that shootout on Central Avenue where they held the cops off for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And they threw dynamite charges on the roof and they still wouldn't stop shooting.
Mm.
Oh, he got to go.
Right. We can't have nobody running around like this with this sort of mindset.
No, he got to go.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He can't stay on the streets.
Man.
You see, because, you know, he's going to say, look, I'm going to defend this space. I'm going to defend this community. I'm going to defend these ideals.
Mm.
I'm not going to sit up here and complain about the white folks this, white folks that. You come in here unlawfully, you're going to be treated as a criminal, and I have the skills to be able to hold you off.
Right.
There's no, you know, it stops with me. It starts with me, and it stops with me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that's with me is with me. Everybody that's with this ideal is with this ideal. And they took them off the streets quickly.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You can't let people like that stay on the streets. Because freedom, real freedom means responsibility.
Right.
That's what real freedom means. It means responsibility. So when someone says, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
I'm responsible for this. No matter what, I got this. You're exactly right. That person is a threat.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Because that's a warrior mentality, man. We keep going back to that. But also, let me kind of rewind it, right? Because some cats are kind of confused on the concept of settling out of court. You know, the average dude thinks that if you settle out of court, that's automatically an admission of guilt. But of course, me and you both know, no, it basically is just a cheap way of just getting rid of the fuck shit. And also, you know, you don't go through the mental and anguish and the trauma of going through it, you know, and dragging your family through it and whatever. And of course, you know, a lot of times you come out cheaper in the long run. You know, you won't lose endorsements. You know, if the shit don't get too public, you know what I mean? I was just trying to tell cats, man, that, you know, in settling out of court, most of the times you come out much cheaper. And like I said, you know, from the psychological aspect of it, it's a lot less traumatic. Can you speak to that?
Yes, very mm-hmm. simple. Settlements are for people that have something to lose.
Exactly.
Settlements are not for people that want to establish a principle. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when people have something to lose, people that have resources, they understand that your resources are allocated for certain investments, or they're allocated because anytime you have to spend 8 hours in court, to people with resources, time is money.
Exactly.
Time is money anyway if you look at, you know, things, how time is used to build money and how time is used.
Uh-oh.
So people that have something, yeah, what's up?
Nah, you was breaking up, man, real bad. Go ahead.
When time is used, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Time is used with people with resources to save money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only time somebody want to go to trial 9 times out of 10 is a criminal matter.
Right.
Or 9 times out of 10 is the person who's broke and that money matters to them. They got to recoup it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So trials are usually for people that's going to jail or people where their freedom is on the line. Trial is for them when their freedom is on the line or they've lost so much money that they got to recoup something.
Mm-hmm.
Their investments and their money and their resources are not renewable. So if I'm going to settle, now in some instances it could be an indication of guilt,
mm-hmm.
but they're not thinking of it from the perspective of a guilty verdict. Let me explain what I mean when I say that, right?
Okay.
Okay. Big corporations or people that have money to lose, a lot of times they ain't really concerned with liability or non-liability. They ain't concerned with a verdict because what they're looking at, how much is the cost of litigation?
Okay.
And what are the consequences? Because to them, even when they're in the courtroom, it's still a business. So whether you're guilty or whether you're that's no concern to them. If General Motors has a vehicle that has a defect,
okay,
they already know the vehicle has a defect. So why would they waste time going to court with you if they know that there's a defect in the vehicle?
Right.
Because what they're weighing is the cost of litigation against what they may have funds or money marketed for a new ad campaign, for slots on radio, for slots on television, for social media marketing and the like,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pay some athlete some endorsement to market a program, to market their product, excuse me.
Okay.
So they're looking at that in terms of time as opposed to whether they are guilty or not guilty, or whether they're liable or not liable.
All right.
So generally, anytime you file a civil suit, if it's against a big corporation, they're going to offer you a settlement off the bat. Before there's the very first court date, they will offer you a settlement off rip.
Okay.
Without knowing what the merits of your case is about. You see what I'm saying? Because to them, it's a time factor. It's strictly a time factor. So you can that don't mean you can go into Myers and fall on the floor and say, "I want $20,000 to settle out of court." No, it don't work that way.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if it's a serious injury, and going to trial would cost them a lot of money in terms of deposition, in terms of, you know, possible class action suits from people who may not even have a case. Because some people will jump on the bandwagon. Believe it or not, that's a big hustle.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Some people will read guilty verdicts, and then they'll say, "Okay, such and such got $500,000. And then they'll go, it's a hustle. They'll go sue the company or the corporation and try to come up off of somebody else's jury verdict.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
So, from the corporation standpoint, to them, it's advantageous just to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's advantageous. Now, the offer they give you may be a lowball offer, but, you know, like in wrongful death suits, what people don't know is a lot of times they'll make you an offer before you file a complaint.
Damn, okay.
They will. They'll make you an offer in a wrongful death suit because a lot of times they don't want to take the chance. They don't know what kind of jury they're going to get. They don't want to take the chance of you drawing that sympathetic jury that's going to hate the big, mean, rich corporation. And they get stung for not only compensatory, but punitive damages and special damages. See, that shit adds up.
Alright.
And then they may have to file an appeal, and that's too much money, and that's too much time for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to just, you know, before they even know what the deal is, to just give you some money so you can go away and shut you up.
Right.
It's cheaper to pay you off.
Exactly.
So sometimes it may indicate guilt, but it's not necessarily so.
Okay.
Because in the end, corporations and big corporations, it's about their bottom line. Mm.
Well, what do you think about in Cosby's case? Do you think it was about the bottom line, or you think it's indicative of guilt?
I think that in some instances, I think it's both.
Okay.
I think because it's a play on words.
Right.
Because Cosby is a brand. He's not just a person. Mr. Cosby is a brand.
Exactly.
Think about all those endorsements. Mm-hmm. You laugh. They laugh, make fun of that shit about, you know, Jell-O Pudding Pops. That's a long-ass endorsement check.
Yeah.
Still coming to him for that Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Right.
You know? You make fun of him that he was a pitch man for Coca-Cola or for Kodak, but Cosby did that shit 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's still getting checks for that.
Right.
You see? So it's not him from the perspective of him as a person. It's a perspective from him as a brand. And then also, if you want to look at it personally, you have to look at his family life.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby has been in the news, realistically, for some kind of scandal ever since, oh God, what was it, 1994 or 5, with Autumn Jackson.
Right.
With that child. And he admitted to that in his biography that he did have sex with that woman, white woman.
Okay.
But that wasn't a rape case.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that was a case where his own daughter was trying to extort him for money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, now you got to think about this. Let's return to, you know, let's look at it from a human standpoint. Mr. Cosby still got a wife.
Right.
Do I want to drag my wife through another scandal of some shit that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago?
Right.
Do I really want to subject my family to that?
Right.
What married man you know want to subject his family to a parade of accusations about some shit he did in the dark?
Right.
What married man would want to do that? None that I know.
Right.
So, did he bang them broads? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he raped them.
Sure.
Did he give them some party favors? He probably did. And I just heard the, you know, the Tommy Sotomayor commentary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the whole, he still rolled with Mr. Cosby, but when he found out that Mr. Cosby gave them some quaaludes, that kind of, you know, because he felt that he didn't have to do that. Well, you got to figure out, okay, who is this he doing it with?
Mm-hmm.
See, because anytime you're doing dirt with black women, mm-hmm. the rules change. The rules of engagement change immediately.
Okay.
Anytime you're doing any kind of dirt, I'm sorry, but that's how it is. You're doing any kind of dirt. He said, well, he didn't need that. Well, you don't know whether he didn't need that or not.
What, is this a black woman in this allegation?
Yeah, they worked at Temple University, from what I understand.
Oh, okay, all right.
From what I don't know if they were black. I assume they were black because they worked at Temple University, and Temple University is a majority African-American school.
Okay.
So I don't know whether they, I assume they, I could be wrong.
All right.
But, you know, it isn't necessarily so. And at the time this happened, but the suit was 2005, and he got the settlement, and the settlement was in the 06. So he was probably in his 50s when this happened.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. So it's possible that the chicks may be like, okay, well, let's take for example, Side Trick John.
Right.
Okay. Tommy's argument was that he didn't have to do that because of his stature and his power.
Okay.
Now, there are people that like being around powerful people, but if your personality just ain't cut with them, you just ain't her cup of tea.
Right.
Don't mean she won't do you, but that don't mean that she necessarily want to. Now, you take somebody like Side Trick John, right?
Right.
Side Trickster.
Mm-hmm.
How many of your freaks say, I don't care how much money, I'm not fucking with him?
Majority is all I can say.
Majority. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no intangible. He can't even give them anything to make them fuck with him. So my point is, a lot of times, women, in spite of what it is, it's just some shit they just won't do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's your status. It doesn't matter if it's your, it's just some things you just don't click with some bitches.
Mm.
You just don't click with them. So it doesn't mean that just because he was Bill Cosby, they were ready to do it.
Right.
They could have been on the fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he an old man, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's not like, you know, bitches are beating down the door, you know, the screw a senior citizen. Irregardless of how famous you are, shit.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're making my point exactly, bro.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that just because he's Bill Cosby, he has... No, that doesn't mean that.
Right.
You see what mm-hmm. He could have used... Okay, this is going to put... They may have some doubts because I'm 50 or I'm 60 or however old
mm-hmm.
I am. This may, you know, lower their inhibitions because that's what alcohol does. How many times have you heard dudes joke about... Damn, that bitch is really ugly, but she start looking good the more drinks you get in you.
Beer goggles.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Drugs lower people inhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
She look different to you by the end of the night.
Hell yeah. So
you know,
do.
At beginning of the night, the bitch looked like Freddie Jackson. By the end of the night, she looked like Janet Jackson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily say anything that just because he had to give them something, that equivocates that they were did something against their will. Now, in terms of sexual assault, it's obvious that they didn't like something because they sued him.
Right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean. That doesn't necessarily negate that they may not have a motive, because I go back to the fact that they didn't file any criminal charges.
Right.
And that would have been the easiest way to coerce a civil settlement without them even filing a complaint.
Mm.
It would have been much more effective to go the criminal route.
Right.
Because that makes your civil suit notoriously easy. So just because he gave them something to get a drug that he had prescribed, get loose, that doesn't necessarily mean that he drugged them and rented them. Mm-hmm. There's no nexus between the two.
Shit.
Because I know bitches that's out here sucking dick for a $20 bag of loud.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And shit, and like I said, you know, since me and you, we in close proximity, close contact with the ratchet energy, man, you know what I mean? I done lost count how many females I done met that called me and was bawling and crying on the phone, talking about they got raped. You know what I'm saying? There's like 3 or 4 females right about now. I can tell you they've been raped about 10 times. I'm like, damn, bitch, you got the worst luck. How the hell your ass always seem to be the target of rape? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, the more you dig into the little story that they telling, that, you know, then you get to the truth of the matter. I'll be like, okay, so you was where? I was at a party. Oh, you was at a party? Okay. Well, what they have at the party? They had some drink. Yeah, I had some 1800 and they gave me some Xanax. Oh, so you willingly took the Xanax and you willingly drank the 1800? Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, who is this dude that so-called raped you? He a friend of the family. I've been knowing him for years. We real cool. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So someone that you knew real well, a party that you went to, there was a multitude of people there, so obviously you felt comfortable there. And then he offered you some pills and some liquor. Okay. And then you woke up the next day with your butt naked, you know, like in a bed and with your panties off. I'm like, well, that don't really sound like rape to me. You know what I'm saying? It sound like, and then you throw in the fact that this is like the 10th time it's happened to you. You always somehow ending up butt naked somewhere in a strange house. You know, like, bitch, at some point you got to understand that you's a party girl and you be partying and you just, you don't have any sort of you don't have no sense, bitch. No one's raping you. You are willingly taking these, popping these pills and drinking this shit. And then we get down to the concept of whore's remorse that me and you talk about all the time. You know, bitches can't handle the concept or the fact that, bitch, you be hoeing. You be whoring yourself out. Shit. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, you feel bad about it. And you want to, I mean, I done had these bitches like say they gonna call the police. They gonna call the police on this nigga. I'm like, really? You think you gonna get that shit off? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no one's gonna buy that shit. You know what I mean? As much as the deck is stacked against men in the courts, and we know how quick it is and how easy it is for people, especially in the courts, to wanna just totally skull fuck the man and automatically believe the woman. But what I'm saying is these stories that these broads be bringing me, I'm like, shit, even the most fucked up feminist agenda having court is not going to buy the shit that you selling about this rape shit, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then there's also a point that you left out.
What's up?
It ain't tell you that they do Xanax all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, you right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get fucked up on Xanax or whatever. That shit, that's some shit they do as a recreational drug.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? They left that part out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They also left the part out that they done fucked this nigga a multitude of times in the backseat of a car.
Right.
They done got caught giving head on the bird. You know, they done done got caught fucking out behind the school. See, all that stuff got left out.
Yep.
So this is a dude that you've been fucking with from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And you pop Xanax or smoke weed or whatever the drug of choice is, that's a recreational drug to you.
Mm-hmm.
So by you using it at a party doesn't necessarily mean that you're intoxicated.
Right.
How you gonna tell Smokey that one blunt gonna get him fucked up?
Right. Mm-hmm. Shit.
That's like, again, the Smokey from Friday.
Yeah, I know. He'll build up a tolerance.
One blunt gonna get him fucked up, and he smoke.
Right.
He get it from the time he get up to the time he go to bed, and when he get up to take a piss.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that part got left out. So now the question is whether or not you were in your right mind all along.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you just using this as an excuse, you know what I mean, just for your ratchet behavior. And you knew what the fuck mm-hmm. you was doing all along, but you trying to make it seem like you didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is what I feel is going on with this Cosby shit. These hoes knew what was going on all along, and they really wasn't that fucked up in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because some of these women went back 2 and 3 times, and come on, dog.
Yeah.
You don't go back and see your rapist more than one.
But, you know, motherfuckers can only get this shit off if niggas don't read. Niggas ain't reading the fucking articles, man.
No one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public.
They'll just look at the goddamn headline, man, and they'll be like, oh, he raped at him. I knew that he raped it at them. Like, nah, read the article, man. Say that the bitch took the shit voluntarily, and she knew what it was. And it's not even saying, like, you know, the bitch didn't know it was Quaaludes. It's saying that the bitch knew it was Quaaludes. So I'm like, this is hurting me, man. It's hurting, Tony. It hurts.
It's painful. It's very painful.
It's painful, bro.
It's very painful because, again, it's like, well, didn't you see this?
Mm.
I mean, is anybody reading in this motherfucker? Is anybody reading in this motherfucker? Mm-hmm. Is anybody reading these news stories and what is being stated in this deposition? Is anybody reading this shit?
Man.
You know, but from his perspective, you know, why I want to drag my wife through this?
Mm-hmm.
My wife is 70-some years old. Do I really want to drag my wife through this in the twilight of her life?
Wow.
Do I really want to expose my children to this? Yeah, I fucked these bitches, but I didn't rape them.
Right.
I gave them some party favors, and we got loose.
Mm-mm-mm.
And again, I keep going back to that. I can't stress that enough. Why didn't somebody file criminal charges? Because the criminal charges would have been able to make the civil suit. It would have made the civil suit as easy as drinking water.
Right. Well, you know what they're saying. You know, it's the standard bullshit line. Oh, they was intimidated. They didn't want to file criminal charges because Cosby was a powerful man. You know what I'm saying? That kind of fuck shit. And I'm like,
evidently he ain't more powerful than the judge that opened the deposition testimony.
Obviously not. Shit. I mean,
see
fuck.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not that powerful.
Shit, yeah, like, yeah, where's his power now? You know what I mean? Shit.
You know, mm-hmm. you, the thing is, you felt, and again, it's a trade-off.
Right.
Okay, I can file this, and I'll get called a hoe.
Right.
Or I can create a scandal, get some hush money, and everything is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, two things can exist without being or without opposing each other.
Right.
Did he fuck them? I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
Did he give them that shit? I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
Did he rape them? No, he didn't.
Right. Mm. And no one to this date still cannot produce evidence of a rape. And, you know, and it's like motherfuckers are just so adamant about wanting to find him guilty of rape. And what sickens me, of course, most of all, is these niggas running around parading so-called pro-blacks. You know what I mean? It's just like, nigga, you know, you just on this crusade to want to just find Cosby guilty of this fuck shit for whatever reason. You know, we just went ahead and said why. You know what I mean? They don't want to have someone actually pointing out their flaws and shit in order for them to ease their conscience about how fucked up they are. They got to throw shade on Cosby somehow. You know what I mean? But it's just like the most staunch pro-black motherfuckers, they just relishing the fact that this is happening to Cosby, man. They relishing it. Even though there is no proof. You know what I'm saying? And what be killing me is these talking points on the goddamn news, man. No one is bringing up the fact that this woman said, I willingly and I knowingly took the Quaaludes. And I knew they was Quaaludes. None of them are saying that. I'm like, wow. Now, if this, I mean, this is a clear-cut case of white supremacy. So how is it that you got pro-black niggas so willingly, so willing to go along with the agenda of white supremacy of crucifying Bill Cosby? How does that happen? You know, but of course, Umar Johnson, he's a victim of a stripper who's an agent of COINTELPRO.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, nigga, your focus is all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If there's anybody that needs your aid or needs your support, it's the motherfucking, the biggest philanthropist that black folks have probably ever had. You know what I mean? And it's the cat that's actually really getting lambasted by white supremacy. This is a true white supremacist moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, the man that needs your help is not the man raising the money for the school.
Right.
And let's make this, I'm going to make this real simple for the pro-black niggas.
Okay.
Okay. The man that needs your help is not the man that's raising the money for the school.
Mm.
The man that needs your help is the man that gave Betty Shabazz his tour money from his time in the Apollo to help her raise her family after Malcolm X got killed.
Right.
That's the man.
Exactly.
The man that helped out. Now, it's real simple. The man that helped out Malcolm X versus the man that has a lecture tonight that's going to get paid. The man that has a lecture tonight ain't on NBC, MSNBC.
Right.
The man that has a lecture tonight is not on the Associated Press. The man that has a lecture, a speaking engagement, is not a subject of talking points. There's no real persecution on this man by the system.
Right.
This is coming from a bitch that thought that he was going to take her further than his bedroom. There's no danger there. The danger is the man that supported Betty Shabazz or gave money to contribute to Betty Shabazz for the health and welfare of her and Malcolm X's children.
And then this is what I hear, you know, good Lord, man, the disconnect and the hypocrisy that these niggas be going through. It's like, for, you know, niggas will come out, pro-black niggas will come out for Umar and be like, ah, man, you know, shit, you motherfuckers just lay off of him, man. He doing what a man do. He gonna fuck bitches, you know what I'm saying? Quit tripping on my nigga. He gonna fuck bitches. But the same pro-black niggas, right, that's so quick to crucify Cosby, you know, they'll be like, oh, man, he getting his comeuppance. You know, he talking about all this family shit, and here he go. You know, he all in these controversies about fucking these bitches with these drugs and shit. So it's like, wait a minute, man. I mean, you basically kind of like got the same situation, man. Same situation, both motherfuckers being men, both motherfuckers, you know, hammering, you know, knocking shit out the box. Of course, you know, you got these allegations of, you know, Cosby using party favors to enhance the whole situation, the sexual experience, but once again, no one has actually proven that he did some nefarious shit with the drugs. As far as we can see, all these chicks did it willingly, and they got whore's remorse. You know what I mean? But the thing is, they'll support Umar, but they won't support Cosby. What I mean, that's mind-boggling to me, man. That's mind-boggling to me. You know, just the blatant hypocrisy of it, man. Shit. I don't
Welcome
know what we're going
to
do.
Pro-blackness 101. Pro-blackness is filled with contradiction.
Right.
It's filled with contradiction. It is.
Right.
I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. That shit is filled. You remember the movie,
Yeah.
You remember the skit when King and Ivory Wayans went to the motherfucker in the beret?
And he had a white wife and white kids.
Yeah, yeah. He came out there. He was like, we need to take back the streets. Yes! We need to take back the... Yes! We need to march out there. No.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He said, you said the People's Revolutionary Army was once 1,000 strong. He said, yeah, we were.
Mm.
He said, but the brothers, when we got down, he said, we marched on the federal building. The brothers walked in there with guns, and they walked out with jobs.
Yep. Yep.
He said, then the brothers weren't angry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then look up, and here come his wife with braids in her hair. Mm-hmm. My proud black warrior.
Oh, shit, boy, got sweet Polly purebred.
Here come the kids, little white boy. Let's hear your report.
Uh-huh.
Abraham Lincoln, this capitalist, poor white swine, manipulated the freedom of the black man to his own political advantage until he got shot in the back of the head by another piece of poor white trash, the end.
Yes!
And the little girl was like, preach on, brother.
That's right, man. She's just fucking crazy, man.
They go, can we watch TV now? And then they go watch the Brady Bunch.
This is just fucking maniacal, man. This shit is bizarre.
That is the contradiction. And they'll get mad with you saying that, but fuck it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll get mad with you saying that, but it is what it is. That movement is, with everything, no. That shit is not just contradictory. A lot of it's hypocritical because it's based on dogma, and it's not based upon any objective look at certain situations or any critical thinking skills on how things change.
Mm-hmm.
There's no practical or pragmatism about it. Nothing. It's just dogma.
Right.
A lot of that shit is nothing but dogma.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's all it is. It's dogma.
Man. Well, check it out. Shit. No, we coming up on a minute. Oh, not a minute. About an hour and fucking 10 minutes or whatever. So we're going to do this. We're going to sign out. But once again, give you last parting words to basically just summarize, you know, your thoughts and your feelings on this issue, man. Go ahead. Hit us up. Take us out.
Well, you know, again, my position is still the same. Mm-hmm. My position is still the same. I still defend Mr. Cosby. Until someone charges Mr. Cosby in a criminal court, Mr. Cosby hasn't been convicted of any crime. Therefore, you know, I stand by his right, you know, to do the things that he do, to stack his paper, and to just leave, you know, his wealth to his family or however else he want to do it. I have no ill will against him. That man's record still places him on the right side of history where I'm concerned. And again, I renew my defense of Mr. Cosby. I said it yesterday, I said it today. He hasn't been charged of any crime. He hasn't been convicted of anything. The settlement was in on the record with no admission of liability.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, you know, this is basically bullshit. It's a in run to get in his pockets.
Right.
Same thing. It's just an end run to get in his pockets because this is a black man with enough money to actually leave something to his family besides hope.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? And so, you know, my defense hasn't changed. My position hasn't changed. This new information is not revealing anything really new. Matter of fact, if people would read it, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, if you would just stop, just take 1 second and get away from the headline and read the body of the article.
Read it? What the fuck is reading?
You know? I mean, so, wow. You know, I can understand from a small level of what we go through out here dealing with these females, as above, so below. I can understand his experience. I can, in some sense, relate to his experience, even though I don't have his money.
Right.
But it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's bullshit. Mm. It's is bullshit. That there's nothing that would, if anybody would look at the facts, there's nothing to fundamentally change the opinion. He hadn't said yes or no.
Right.
See, he hadn't said one way or the other. Just the same thing with Autumn Jackson. He didn't say one way or the other.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So did he fuck them? Yeah, he probably fucked. Mm-hmm. Did he use some party favors? Yes. But did he rape them? No. Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, check this out before we bounce. I'm going to go ahead and put my two cents in. You pro-black cocksucking-ass niggas, look, man, you know, you always talking this cash shit about the media. The media this, the media that, the media be tricking us, the media be brainwashing us. And you the first motherfuckers, man, once again, to jump on the bandwagon to crucify Cosby, all because of whose direction? The fucking media. You motherfuckers, man, y'all can suck my dick, man. I'm sick of you niggas, man. Every time I turn around, the media this, the media that, the media this, and then some bullshit come on the goddamn news, crucifying Cosby, you know, ad nauseum. They got Cosby all over the place. You cocksuckers, you the first one to jump on the bandwagon and try and stroke this nigga, man. You know what I mean? And not to mention that, but, you know, we all know about all kind of, you just bullshit that white celebrities do. You know what I'm saying? About they little rape cases or they little pedophilia cases. And, you know, it's just a blip on the radar. You know, the media comment on it once or twice and they done. But when it come to Cosby, it's like every goddamn 5 minutes. Cosby, 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 Cosby. And then, like I said, the very same niggas that's supposed to be pro-black, that's supposed to know about the tricks and traps of the media, that's supposed to know all of this shit, you niggas go ahead, fall in line with this bullshit, and you side with the media. You side with white supremacy, who you claim you fighting. Get the fuck out of here with this shit, man. Damn, I can't stand you niggas, man. Get your head out your asses, man. Shit, well.
Goon train is coming. Goon train is coming. Goon train is coming.
Hey, man. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Hey, you niggas, man. Y'all, if y'all ain't understood by now, niggas like me and Tony, we ain't going nowhere, man. You know, we ain't going nowhere, and we gonna keep you motherfuckers honest. And 90% of you motherfuckers may hate us, but sadly, it's gonna take y'all 10 years to realize the wisdom, man. We ahead of the motherfucking curve, and you know, you just don't want to admit it, nigga. You don't want to admit it, but it's good. It's all good, man. It's all good. Like I said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Or was it the other way around?
Yeah, no, you're right. The student is ready. The teacher will appear.
God damn, man. My motherfucker mind. Anyway, we're running along, man. Let me get up off this joint, man. Once again, like, thank my partner, you know, Magneto coming up in this bitch, man. Yes, the war, it's here. It's here, man. There's no doubt about it.
Pawns go first.
That's why the pawns go first, and we out.
Bring me along, and not a sound of dying. Whoa, hey. Bring me along, and not a sound of dying. Whoa, hey. Bring me along, and not a sound of dying. Whoa, hey.
Ring the alarm, I don't wanna stay calm, yo, I'm about to rip this. When the mic is ripped, my lips are spilled like bombs in Vietnam. Comedy with a sweet time, minimum, new time, minimum, around poor skin teeth. Cut lyrics, me lick, loud, with a bit of tongue, and rhymes, me yum, up with a bit of teeth. This lyrical prophet, you can't stop this. From the West Indies, you can tell I'm a lyrical prophet from the words spoken and broken up in these books and scrolls that I unfold the laws, like use this make me bold it in for the gems and nice. Some converts, it's all becomes a stumble, an ancient, and I'm not trendy. Goal on up, defining calypso. Gavin, I'm bucking, I'm bucking, I cap the root, your thing, this catch your flack, this lyrical mag, your old man, bop for the red, the white, and also the black island, which is my land, my place of birth. Only can tell by the tongue that's swung. In lyrical structure, enemy verse, so all MCs don't cross this border. Cause by now, oh no, I'm sorta liberty wise, but now I despise all you, that's out of order. Don't try to test an enemy of this schnicking, cause I'm not dumb in the lyrical box, the beating on the licking. Sing out! You can't face me, and my rhymes you bite and learn. Should you acknowledge my lyrical substance, just like one bookworm. Chip food then will extend, I'm sure all the youth them that made big bout on the reach, got on the bamboo and in the pen. Cause when I get a mic, all MCs, they do stop guessing hush. And the mic I touch, and the mic I brush, and the mic I clutch with lyrical styles of such. And
And if I do unleash a lyrical masterpiece, living ever seized in a beast, unleash make a brief, we don't buy yes, T-C-H-I-P, fool is my name, and we'll stay just the same. Give me the mic and a stage, and a raise of the gauge and drop right just the same. Quote, fuck, bro, no, fuck, no. Did you comprehend? So jackets up and pull it up, overweight, out wheeling, come up. Cause MCs try these Rastafarianic raps that sound like wannabes. But a wannabe's not one of wannabes. See, the Boost Nickens have to be the two prophets. Free, free to be Boost Nick prophecy. We the untouchable, magical, top over MCs for unity. Man, to be a Rastafarian, no, no, not me, but I do, son. I'm not faking, not a Jamaican, all MCs are the best I run. Because, middle of the dick, fool, man, I come. I miss it, the rhythms of the money rhymes and the hot tick, cause to me, full of a style of music, and I'm wild on beer pot, and much on me. Chat it in the room, I cap, cap, size it in a nung. And I better give my nine respect with this Trinidad, and I come. Sing out! Who's the roughneck chicken and I'm the wild Apache. See, I'm the city, the H, the I, the P, now with the B, the O, the C, the K, the U, the M, the G, the M, the O, yes, and the C, and when the M, the I, the C is in my H, the A, and D. But it would teach and educating, fool, your stands for unity. But wait, let me get set on the sweat, but to get something straight. All MCs come out with good styles and all of them do sound great. But ring the alarm and no, they come because I won't procrastinate. These biblical styles that I compile to preach and teach and educate me. I knew Jack, brother, who's that? When you was at the parties, rubbing and scratching, I did a chat until it would upon. Got set to enemy live on direct. Yes, I'm owning that ear me. Yet when you hear my voice, it's perfect. So just back up, because your lyrics so weak when it's weak, no steps. So just back up, wake up, pick up the makeup. Don't try to dig at the mic because I'll break up. MC, live from limbs to the minute gym. Minimum the mean, I'm falling on tail, I'm in the fall. But I'm so take heed to the lesson, I bring out the lesson of what was taught to one another. I'll slack MC, but I ring the alarm. In other words, run for cover.
Yeah, I like to say peace to the whole of the Pooch, Nick, and Massive, you know what I'm saying? My boy Mosfu, my boy Popfu, and Kung Fu. I'm chipping them on another level of this one, you know what I'm saying? And my producer, Livio G. Pooch, Nick, and Massive is signing off. Peace. Bring me along, and not a sound of dying. Let's see.